And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. And he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand, and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote, Him, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And when Jesus was come into her, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came in, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. And watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are ye come out as against a thief, with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. Now from the 6th hour there was darkness over all the land unto the 9th hour. And about the 9th hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. And he went forward a little, and fell on the ground, and prayed, that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? And he cometh the third time, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough, the hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him. And they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. As daily with you in the temple, ye stretch forth no hands against me. But this is your hour, and the power of darkness. And about the space of 1 hour after another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And he rose up the same hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, Yesterday at the 7th hour the fever left him. So the Father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed in his whole house. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come, that the Son of Man should be glorified. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? but for this cause came I unto this hour. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, Behold, your king. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold, thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. He saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius? On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. Me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. And he called unto him 2 centurions, saying, Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200, at the third hour of the night. And even unto this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. Howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I, to whom we gave place by subjection, know not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And the 4 angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him. For the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And the 10 horns at which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city! For in 1 hour is thy judgment come. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster, and all the company in ships and sailors, and as many as trade by sea stood afar off, and they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate.